ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You're listening to ABC Radio. My name's Tim Brunero. Good to be with you. Well, Professor Gordon Lynch is with the University of Melbourne. He knows all there is to know about exercise, physiology, fitness, health, well-being. What a great person to talk to first thing on a Saturday morning. How are you going?
I'm very well, Tim. It's good to talk with you again after a long time between drinks.
I've been looking at my records, I think it's something like, it was last time we spoke was in 2017.
Yeah, that'd be about right. So a lot's happened in that time. I know you've been busy and so have I, but we've got the good messages keep continuing.
You've been keeping us healthy on a Saturday morning for a long time. How long have you been talking health, fitness, all things wellness?
On this particular show, the health and fitness segment, I've been doing that since August 2002. So 22 years, we're into our 23rd
year.
Wow.
Okay. Something must be working. I wonder how many people out there can attribute their vitality to yourself. Hey,
I hope there are some, because I do try my best to make sure that happens.
So look, this week you wanted to talk about making exercise enjoyable and effective, and in my head, it's sort of like, I feel like, sometimes you go to the gym, you do the same thing all the time, and you get in a little bit of a rut. Is that what you're getting at?
It is, and so you do the same thing over and over, and you don't enjoy it because, well, nothing's happening. You're just going through the same motions, and that's different when you first start out with exercise, because if you stick with a program, you feel the results. You feel fitter, you feel stronger, and that's the sort of the physical and the psychological feedback that helps you. You want to keep exercising because it makes you feel that way. And you can make very good progress because feeling that way inspires you to do more of it. Yeah, but when you start doing it for a while and you might be doing the same routine, it starts to become tougher because you don't get the same return on your investment. You're not getting the same buzz from the workout. That's because the body becomes accustomed to a particular level, a particular challenge that you're giving it, and further improvements become pretty difficult. So it's no doubt you become frustrated, you lose interest in training, you miss a session, you miss two sessions, you miss three, you miss a month, and it keeps going that way. And before long, you haven't been to the gym or you haven't done structured exercise for a while. But it needn't be the case. There are some things, I think, to make exercise more enjoyable. Some people think, oh, how can exercise be enjoyable? But it can be, and it can be. I think the combination is enjoyable and effective. So I think I wanted to just touch on a few of those things, and our listeners know that if you're new to exercise, you haven't done it for a while, make sure just check with your GP or your health specialist to make sure that you're doing the right exercises, that they'll suggest what's appropriate for you in case you've got a particular condition or whatever. You've got to do safe exercise, and I think the health specialist is the person who's best placed to advise you. But once we get that out of the way, now it's about making the progress and getting the return on that investment.
Let's talk about some specifics. I know myself, I find yoga incredibly boring, and I want to do it, and I like to go in the evenings at about 6 o'clock or a 5 o'clock class, precisely because I want to overlap when I have those feelings like I'd like to get myself a drink, and I like to sort of try and replace that urge to, have a midweek drink, which I don't want to be doing with, say, yoga, but I hate it. It's so boring. Pilates is slightly better because it feels like you're actually doing some exercise rather than some kind of sort of weird, slow dance where you hold poses. But how do I make yoga more interesting? Because I want to do it, because I want to do the stretching, because I'm doing other stuff that it should be complementing.
I think, there are different styles of yoga, and I'm sure you may have tried different ones, but it's just finding the right mix for you. But it may be the timing. I think sometimes, you're finding the best time of day to exercise. You're choosing a time where you may be a little bit tired, maybe after a long day.
That's a good point.
So I think getting the pleasure or the enjoyment while exercising, if you have that, then you're going to stick with that program. So if you're feeling bored with it, I think before long, you're just going to give it up. So how you feel during the exercise is very strongly related to, you know, the future behaviours, you know, whether you want to do more of that same exercise. And not everybody wants to push themselves to higher and higher levels. So you might want to choose a type of yoga or a different type of exercise that's just enough to keep things ticking over. So, you know, if you're struggling and you're not enjoying the exercise, maybe, you know, are you working too hard at it? Is it not coming as easy as it should? Maybe dialing it back a notch might be the thing. So, you know, exercise shouldn't be, you know, miserable. It doesn't have to be miserable to be effective, you know. And I think if we can be consistent with it, and you might just have to swap something out. It may be that yoga may not be the thing at that time of day which suits you, but it may be better for the morning. So it's just, for most of us, I think, Tim, we're training for health. We're not necessarily training for a world record. So we've got to find that flexibility in our schedule where, if we have it, to try and put things or mix it up a bit to try and really get the most out of it. If you're bored, it's not going
to
work.
I almost feel like I need to do more because yoga's sort of too sedentary or too slow. I feel like I need something that's moving a bit more quickly. And that's why I think Pilates is slightly better, because it feels like you're actually doing some exercises and it seems to be keep you sort of engaged. I go to the gym every day. You know that, Professor. I always have for a long time. I go for at least half an hour. I try and do weights if I've got enough energy. My back, I'll do 20 sets of usually six different exercises, three sets of each. I'll get to the 20, add a couple of extra, and I get to that 20. That takes me about 40 minutes or 45 minutes. If I'm doing my, haven't got that much energy day, I just go and get on the bike because it's low impact, and I just do 30 minutes, which is about 300 calories. I usually get to the calories, to be honest with you, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer or a little bit less. Mm-hmm. And I'll read the paper, or I've got all kinds of tricks, you know, like I'll listen to a podcast, or I'll even watch a video because you're sitting down, you can kind of do that. But I must admit, tell me how you feel about this, I used to hate classes. I never enjoyed classes. I felt constrained. I didn't want to do something with a big bunch of people. In the last couple of years, I've found I absolutely love them. And I think the reason is because just circuit classes is because you get a good variety of stuff, but also you can kind of just put your brain on hold, as I say, at sort of 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night when your brain is tired, and just have someone else bully you through this, you know, through this loop. And I've just found it really easy because I've done an hour of exercise without really feeling like I've got bored or... Does that make sense?
It does, because you're finding something that works for you, and you've changed. You've obviously changed the way that you exercise to suit. But I think it's just we're spoiled for exercise choice. And if someone says to me, well, I don't like doing that, so I'm not going to do this exercise, well, okay, we'll do... Have you tried something else? And if you're working in a class and it's not working for you, have you tried maybe working with one partner or solo or vice versa? If you're not getting much by training by yourself, what you've done in going to a class, you need sometimes that check from others and maybe to spur you along when you don't feel like doing the most. So it's just finding what works. And I think you've got to be willing to try that.
I've got a friend who's training for a marathon, and he is a sort of everyday training person, right? And I've been saying to him for some time, dude, because he's doing like 17 Ks a couple of times a week. And I'm like, mate, you don't need to do that kind of length of run. I don't think it's great for your body. And, you know, sure enough, as he's approached this thing and he's doing these long runs, he said, I can't complete them anymore. I can't do it. And I've basically been saying to him, mate, if you're going to do a half marathon, you need to stop training at least a week beforehand, because your body won't, you can't walk into a race like that. You need to be rested. I think I'm right. I think he was overtraining. But then he's now calling me going, what do I do? I'm twiddling my thumbs because I'm used to doing something every night before bed.
Yeah. And I think that it's about doing different things. You know, if you're just stuck doing the same routine, if you're running the same program all the time, there's no doubt that what your friend is experiencing is overtraining. So, you know, I think if you think about one of the reasons many people lose interest in exercise is because we overdo it, and that can happen. You know, if you're working out too hard for too long without taking adequate rest. So rest and recovery is between those sessions is really important.
So what's the yardstick then? So if I'm going to the gym every day for half an hour, which I seem to be able to do, what, have one day off a week? Or what's the...
Well, I think it comes back to what do you want to achieve from by going every day? Is there a set plan about what you want to get out? So you're doing a particular series of exercises. What are you seeking to gain from those? Is it a maintenance of a particular size and strength of your muscles and the endurance, the fatigue resistance of your muscles? Or do you not have a plan? And then what are you seeking to achieve? So I think sometimes that there's a bit of a burnout phase is there as well, that maybe you may have to change some of those parameters just to get to the next level. But I take you a step back, Tim, and say, well, what do you want to get out of that training? And then maybe we can tweak those variables to see if we can get to where you want to be.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting because, of course, rest is really important. In fact, they say, don't they, especially if you're doing weight training, that the rest is when the muscles actually repair themselves and get bigger. So the rest is actually when you get the growth, if that's what you're after, if you're after hypertrophy or whatever. Listen, lovely to talk to you about this topic, and really appreciate your insights. And of course, we can find out more with your account on X if we want to look you up and get some more tips at Gordon S. Lynch, GordonSlynch. Professor, lovely to talk.
Very good to talk with you. And I think we should connect in 7 years' time to see how the training's happening. Yeah. Because I think it's just some of these things we talked about, Tim, just changing those variables can really put the excitement back into training and get the return on the investment. And I think that's the most important thing.
Awesome to talk.
Take care.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.